Hey everybody, Horsey here. I have been thinking about that it's about time to do my every 10 years attempting to find my G-spot and make myself a squirt. Journey to Squirtsville. It's never happened. I'm not even sure I believe in it, although evidence is pointing more and more so that I would be wrong. Now that scientists have actually captured some of this stuff and analyzed it and seen that it wasn't urine, although I gotta say, I think at least half of the porn stars, maybe more, who squirt for the camera. I mean, can you imagine the kind of pressure that is? I don't blame them. I think they're peeing. Anyway, I think they drink a whole bunch. And then, all right, well, I'm getting off topic here. So I've got my main toy, my trusty WeVibe vibrator. I've also got this really thin, it's like maybe the width of two pencils. And I forget what it's called. I mean, it's bent at the end, you know, maybe like a 120 degree angle. And it's made out of silicone. It's not bendy, it's kind of hard. Oh, here's the name. B Swish. I think that's, or U Swish. It has several different, it's very quiet. Anyway, it's really thin, and that's good because, I don't know, the other day I was trying to do this with my fingers, and, well, for one, my fingers aren't long enough, and for two, it's just so fucking tight, so I'm going to go slow, and it's probably going to take a long time. I've got drinks, I've got batteries. I've got 51 porns on my watch it later list. And I'm not going to worry about sound quality. I'm probably going to have various different tools going at various different times. And I might move around. And later on, I might have to cut out, you know, an hour of nothing. Or I might not even post it at all. If the same results happen that usually happen, I won't even post it. I thought I'd record so that I could, in case it happens, capture it. Kind of like a National Geographic documentary maker goes out and sets up some cameras in the Serengeti just in case the rhino comes to drink at the oasis at the same time that the cheetah does, and there's an epic battle. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing here. All right, and I've got lube, turn down the heat. I'm ready. So I'm gonna start with watching some of these. The reason why I think that if I'm ever going to do it, now should be the time, is because lately I feel like there's something there that when I get turned on that wants to be released. I can't figure out any other way to say it. It's not like a full bladder. It's not that feeling. It's just a feeling when I get turned on that I can come with my clit, but that doesn't, that helps for a little while, but there's, it's just not enough. I feel like heaviness, like a dam that's holding back the floods. I don't know. I'm probably going to edit the hell out of this in the end, so. On go the headphones, and I'm going to ignore you guys for a while now, okay? I've got all night to do this, too. I'm not in a rush. It's 9 o'clock. I've got till 12 noon tomorrow, so. I'm just going to ride my vibe and my pillow for a little while. Get, like, really warmed up. Oh, God. The plan is I'm going to edge myself and then break out the swish. Oh God. Oh fuck you guys, this is... Oh God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God, that's nice. Oh fuck. Oh. So hard to stop. So the swish is going in. And the batteries died. Fuck. Oh, God. That's terrible, terrible timing. So, of course, I've totally lost my edge. This time, I'm going to try to get it back. But see if I can do it with the swish already in, so I don't have to stop things and just turn it on, then see if that works. Okay, so the swish is back in about 4 inches. God, that's a weird feeling. I just turned it on and it's being vibrated from the inside. It's very strange. I don't usually penetrate myself with anything. Really hasn't been much of a reason to. Totally naked, which is kind of nice when I usually masturbate. Maybe I'll take my pants off, but I just sort of throw myself on the bed, and sometimes I just shove the vibrator down my pants and start grinding. I'm totally naked and it's nice. I can feel my skin. It's nice. Okay. I'm gonna take my vibrator back. Ooh. It's a little louder now because it's not against the pillow. Oh. So I got two vibrating things now. One. One inside and one on my clit. Just gotta watch that video again. One that got me right there. I'm not even gonna tell you guys what it is because it's so, I don't know what the word is. Weird. Of your own weird stuff. Leave me and my weird stuff in private, please. Oh, God. Oh. God. Oh. Okay, well, I'm back. Oh my god, I don't know what happened. That's never happened to me before. And I think I started crying. I don't know why. It felt really good. Yeah, just like, no idea why that happened. I had that thing up in, you know, in me on, and then I had my regular vibrator, and I was in my usual, you know, face down, grinding on my pillow position, and watching this video that I had never seen before, and that was freaking hot. It's on my favorites now for sure. And I don't know, I just started coming, and every time I had like a wave of that, I don't know. I also had like a wave of like, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not sad, you know, I was not sad at all. So weird. But suffice it to say, that's probably one of my life's most intense orgasms, and boy, am I glad that I recorded it. I'm going to listen back. I hope it's not fucked up sound-wise. And I guess the fucking rhino showed up at the waterhole. You know? That was lucky. God. I'm not sure I'm going to post this. I don't know. It might be too private. I'll listen to it again. If it's just like way embarrassing, then, you know, there are certain things even I have to keep private. But if it's not too bad, I'd kind of like to share. It's good to try new things. All right, you guys. Have a good night.